struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 1027 The Bomb.
Okay, second date update on the 20s. We got Charles on the line.
Hey, brother Charles in the chocolate factory. How are you?
Hey there. I feel like I just won a golden ticket.
Yeah. Hey, well, that was quick. I know I'm very familiar with Willy Wonka and Charlie in the chocolate factory because Baby K's all into that right now.
They love that show. Yeah.
That and freaking Fun Factory, bro. So Fun Factory has, you know, the coins one where you drop the coin and it goes down and it hits the ledge and it pushes the other coins over and then ideally pushes those coins over.
Yeah. That's my favorite.
Then you get tickets. Well, imagine like a debit card, like a credit card.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the same shape, same everything. It's got the different characters of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the original, the old school one.
Yeah, he's called that one, yeah.
Yeah, if you collect all 10 characters, you get, I think it's like...
a whole bunch of tickets.
Yeah, right. I can't remember, like 1,000 or something tickets, and we've got all of them.
Oh, nice.
I'm sorry. I've got all of them.
You've got all of them. Baby K was there to
cheer you on. This is why I don't gamble, brah. Being half ethnically Asian,
I
already know I'm prone to having a gambling addiction, so I don't gamble at all, except at Fun Factory. And I am also very, very, very embarrassed, and I was going to text you guys the other day, but I decided not to because I was that embarrassed of myself.
What'd you get, man?
Well, we went from the regular Fun Factory card that you can reload.
Yeah.
And then you go to I believe it's a Gold Club member, which I believe is a booby club in San Francisco. Actually, I know there is. I've been there. And then if you spend a certain amount of money...
You platinum now or something.
You become a VIP.
Oh, wow. Hey.
So you're a VIP now.
I am now VIP member of Fun Factory Kahala Mall with Baby K.
So collectively, how much money do you think you've spent over there?
And this is terrible.
Since
Charles,
Baby K.
Everyone judge me. This is judge worthy.
Yeah.
You had to have spent on that card alone at least $500.
Oh, wow.
I have dropped over $500 at Fun Factory Kahala Mall.
I'm sure you've done that a couple times over
already. And all I have
already.
Are 10 Charlie and the Chocolate Factory cards to show for.
You're a bad egg.
That's what having a five-year-old feels like.
Yes, I know. You're not going to go Gamblers Anonymous. You can go Fun Factors Anonymous.
I'm going FF.
Yes.
So, Charles, hey, misery loves company. Tell us about your date.
And your gambling problem.
Yes.
So I met this girl, Mika, we met up on a hike.
I like how he says, I met this girl, Mika,
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, tell me. Her name's Mika, right? Sure, bro. Whatever you say, your name could be Mufasa.
But then everything went good, and I took her to this fancy restaurant. So everything was going good, and then a friend called her and said she needed her to get her to the airport.
You'll save me. I need to get out of this date.
Please save me.
Yes.
We've all got our emergency calls. Essentially, you know what you got.
Save me.
This sucks. Okay, so then her friend called her and apparently, or I should say allegedly, needed a ride to the airport.
To save her.
So it seemed, right in the middle of our date. Of course. And I never I never really heard from her since. And I've called her, I've texted her, but no, nothing. And I thought everything was fun. I had a good time with her. I don't get it.
Well, we know you definitely messed up then, because not a miscommunication or you guys just failing to connect with one another. Nope. She had to blow the horn of help.
This is during appetizers. Yeah.
You didn't even make it to ice cream dessert, bruh. You got no chocolate dessert from Willy Wonka. Like during the dinner, were you guys talking about anything that may be, I guess, contentious or debatable, like that of politics or?
Oh, that's always not a good thing to do.
Yeah, bro.
Avoid
that, especially this day and age.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Nothing like that. Everything was good. I even took her to this spot. It's one of my favorites in town. I know it's got great food. So I was like, this is going to be a fail-safe spot. And then all of a sudden, just boom, she was gone. You know, she went to the bathroom, she came back, and then she got this call. And I was like, okay.
Oh, wow.
So wait, she went to the bathroom and then came back, and then serendipitously she got a call from her girlfriend
asking for
saying
help.
She needs a ride to the airport.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Charles, you remind me of this popular saying, ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
And good for you, bro. You just want to be oblivious to everything.
Yeah, it's kind of happening now.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to this one. What was the girl's name? Mika. I want to say Mika, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to give Mika a call right now. If you don't mind, just stay quiet on the other line. We'll figure out what happened, see if we can get you guys reconnected, which I don't think we will be able to do.
She made up her mind already. Right?
But at the very least, you'll have some closure, brother, okay? Oh, no wonder she... Did you not pay attention to her either when you were on a date with her, much like us?
Say that again?
Forget it. Doesn't matter.
Something's going on with my phone here. Sorry.
Wait, hold on. Is this real or is this a...
Yeah.
That was genuine. That was genuine.
Okay. Sure. All right, here we go. Let's call Mika. Mika.
Hello?
Is this Mika?
Yes, hi.
Hey, Mika, it's the Keola Show. That's Fat Joe.
That's it.
MJ over there.
Hi.
Mika Mouse.
Yeah, Mika Mouse.
Mikachu.
Oh, every Miko, Mika Mako, every Mako, Mika Mako, Ika Mouse.
A lot of mercy.
Hey, how's it going? Is that Ika Mouse? Every Mako, Mika Mako, every Miko, Mika Mako, 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 that's Pato Banton.
Pato Banton, yes.
Is it Banton or Bonton?
Bonton.
Oh, so he's like a wonton, but
Bonton.
So, bro, ever since high school, I've been calling him Pato Banton.
I actually met him before. He's
Did
super
you really?
Cool dude, man.
Did you bring him wontons? Be like, look, I got a wonton. Like, you start your own business, Pato Bonton's wontons.
Yeah, there you go.
Get yourself guan.
Get yourself guan. Wonton. From Paco Bonton.
Yeah, man.
Oh, there's so much potential there. Anyway, sorry, Mika Squirrel.
Yes.
I'm going to let you know, we're on the air right now. We made an outgoing phone call.
Say what?
Paco Bonton's Wontons. Wagwan, man.
Yeah, man.
Mika, we on the air right now. We made an outgoing phone call to you, so legally need your permission to keep this conversation going. I understand if you say no, sincerely, actually, but I hope you don't. Wagwan.
I mean, I listen to you guys all the time, like, so this is cool. I just don't know why you're actually calling me.
Well, man, this is where I feel somewhat of a dilemma because here we've earned your affection and your listenership, and then we deliver crap.
You sound pretty cool.
We're calling about this dude, Charles. All I know is that the only part that stands out to me, when you guys got to dinner, it sounds to me, which I think is a fair assumption, that you blew the horn of help me, SOS, to your girlfriend because she had called you and said that she needed a ride to the airport, and then you just kind of dug out after that.
Get me out of here.
Yeah, probably not my most creative excuse ever, but...
Well, especially when you went to the bathroom right before she called you. Yes, I agree. But, you know, hey, man, drastic measures. You know, I get it. So what happened with Charles?
I mean, Charles is trash. Like, that's...
Wow. Trash?
Short of it.
Why?
He took me to this restaurant, right? It's really fancy. Got an appetizer, got drinks. And then when he went to the restroom, this waitress came over... And she told me that I was the fifth girl that he had brought to that restaurant just this month.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed to admit I had one of those.
Oh, you did?
Oh, my gosh.
I totally did, bro. Oh, I had my go-to spot.
Really?
This is when I was in Houston, Texas. I was, like, perpetually single, man.
Nice.
And it was called the doghouse. Ironically called the doghouse, thinking about it now in retrospect.
Yes.
It was a hole-in-the-wall bar that I knew everyone. The reason I always bring the date there that I met on, like, Bumble or whatever at the time, Hinge, was because... Everyone would help me out.
Nice.
And make me look like a stud in front of this girl. It was like my Cheers.
Yeah.
So it got to the point where, like, I can't remember the bartender's name, but she would be like, okay, are we doing blonde, brunette, or which one are we doing today, Keola? Because I'd get there early before the girl got there, and she'd be like, so is this one blonde, brunette? Do I know her? Has she come here already before, or is this a new one? I was like, oh, what do you think? She's like, new one. I'm going to guess brunette. Winner!
Sure enough.
Wow.
So I'm a castle for a stone kind of guy, so I don't really have much room to talk, but go ahead.
I mean, that's bad enough, but she actually said that she's his ex.
Wait,
his ex was the server?
Yes. I think her name was Alana. And Alana said that he stalks her and brings a bunch of girls to her restaurant where she works because he wants her back or some
He's trying to like get her jealous or something like that. Which men are so. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'll say it because we are one. We're dumb.
We are stupid.
Just dumb.
Capital D-U-M-E.
Yeah, she's not interested and she's over and she's moved on. You think you're bringing a girl to her place of work is going to make her all of a sudden see like, oh, wow, I can't believe I missed out on that great opportunity.
Yeah, just pissing her off.
So then this Alana girl was telling you all of the dirt on Charles.
She was not holding back. She made it very clear she has no interest in getting back together with him, but he doesn't care. He just keeps going, keeps bringing girls to her workplace. You know, eventually he came back to the table and I asked him if he knew this chick. And he admitted, yeah, she's my ex. And I'm like, well, why would you bring me somewhere where your ex-girlfriend is working?
Well, that and it's like, it's a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
I mean, even if I wasn't on a date and it wasn't a good breakup.
Yeah.
Bro, like that rigatoni is coming with some spigatoni.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like, you know, like some rigatoni with a side of spinach in there or something.
Some Parmesan dandruff in your
little spaghetti. Just roaches. Hair.
All in your spaghetti, bro.
We've all seen Weedy. We know how to
do it. Yes, exactly. I'm gonna throw a little bit of peppers on peppers. Add a little texture from down below.
Oh yes, alfalfa sprouts.
Yes. Ew, gross.
Oh yeah, the dandruff.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for Parmesan cheese. Yes.
Okay, so he took you to this restaurant where his ex, who they had a bad breakup, and he brings women there all the time, works at.
Well, yeah, he was like, oh, well, I didn't think she would be working today.
Oh.
And I confronted him about, have you brought many dates here? And he totally lied and said that I was the only one. Mm. I was like, that's bullshit. Because I talked to Alana. There were four other girls before me just this month.
Wow.
He was pissed.
So wait, was this conversation happening in front of Charles? Like when you were talking to Alana, his ex?
No, I mean, he was in the bathroom.
Oh, gotcha.
In the bathroom, yeah.
Wow, that's awkward.
Yes.
He's sitting across the table from your date. You got your ex over there. It's like, yeah, you'd be the fifth girl that he brought this month to make me jealous.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here right now.
By the way, his wiener is small.
Yeah. Just go ahead and throw boobs in my spaghetti now, please.
There you go.
Well, Mika, sorry to make this awkward. We didn't know that was the case. We just knew that you definitely hit the SOS Save Me Girlfriend button for her to call you.
Yeah,
but Charles is on the other line, and he was wondering why you weren't getting back to him. Well, Charles, brah. Like, Yeah, this is one of those second date updates where it's kind of like, how did you not know that's why she didn't get back to you?
For real.
I mean, I don't know, he doesn't even have anything to say for himself.
He's busy trying to pick out the dandruff from his.
I'm still trying to get back with Alana, and I'm still trying to talk to her, and I thought this was the best way to reach out to her because there was no other way to go there by myself, and I thought it was an innocent way to just show that I'm out there and moving on, maybe, and then I could then reach out to her and have it be like, oh, I didn't mean to run into you, or, you know, I didn't know you worked here. I don't know.
Wait, hold on, Charles. Yeah. Let me get a rewind on this one. I'm not even going to disrespect us men by categorizing you in our gender because you are the dumbest person I've ever talked to in quite a while. And what I mean by that is, wait, you bring girls to your ex's restaurant where she works at to make her jealous. Yet, here we are on the phone.
I wasn't trying to make her jealous. I was just, you know, like trying to make it look like I was...
Moving on?
I'm okay, but also if that was like healthy and she wanted to see that, that could then maybe get us back to get together, you know, and open up a new conversation.
I hear you on that, but my question is, why the hell are you having us call Mika then?
No.
Like, that's where I'm going with this. I'm like, so wait, you call us to call Mika because you want to know why she never got back to you because you're still interested in her, but in reality now you're saying, no, I'm actually interested in my ex, Alana.
Uh-huh.
I was curious.
That's why you're not. I'm not going to disrespect us guys by saying, man, us men are stupid. You're special.
You are very special.
Yeah, you're kind of like.
You're in a class of your own, bruh.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know what I did wrong to the girl. I didn't know it was. I didn't know she caught on to what I was doing. And I didn't think she was going to take it so personally.
Well.
I thought I did something.
Oh, wow.
Like, I thought I offended her.
Charles, can you do us a favor? Because we've emailed, that's how we got your information.
Yeah.
Or actually, no, it's Instagram? How did we get Charles?
Yeah,
Instagram?
Yep, Instagram.
Okay, so Charles, while we talk to Mika a little bit, will you send us Alana's phone number?
Yeah,
on Instagram, just so DM, because MJ and Fat Joe, MJ primarily are the keepers of our social media.
Yes.
And then MJ, you let me know when that comes through from Charles. Okay. Once again, Charles, just send us, I feel like I need to explain this very slowly for the simple-mindedness that is you.
Yes.
Will you please direct message at the Keola Show your ex-girlfriend Alana's number?
7 digits.
Yeah.
Actually,
we'll figure out the area code.
Okay.
Assuming that it's
808. I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, Charles. Hey, yeah, you are a little quicker than I thought you would be. Well, Mika, I'm sorry. Do you want to sit through this and just for the pure entertainment of it?
I know. You're fine.
Sure, why not?
Why not? You get front row seat to the debauchery that's about to occur. All right, here we go. Could you write it down for me and then pass it over?
Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you. Okay, we're gonna call Alana now. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello, is this Alana?
This is Alana. Who's
that? Alana, it's the Keola Show with Fat Joe.
Here we go again. Hey, Alana Hopala.
Yes, I'm going to go with that. I'd make fun of your nickname, but I'm not going to do that because we're on the time constraint here. This is quite the complex second. Well, it's like a second three-way update. I don't know what
nausea right now. Yeah.
Alana, got to let you know, we're on the air. We made an outgoing phone call to you, so legally need your permission to keep this conversation going as well.
I mean, yeah, you have my permission, but how the heck did you get my number?
Great question.
Yes.
let me start off with this. You have a psycho ex that insists on bringing dates to the restaurant that you work at.
Oh, gosh.
That Charles. Should narrow down.
Charles.
Charles is correct. Yeah.
Charles in charge.
And
you did not even have to say anything other than psycho ex.
Oh, really?
Let me start off with this. Do you remember the girl that he most recently brought into the restaurant that you work at?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that poor girl. I tried to warn her.
So, Alana, she's on the line. Mika, you can say hi because we're discovering all this stuff about Charles right now.
Yes. And
hi, Alana. Oh, hey, girl. Nice to see you again. Oh, my gosh.
And then, just because I want to make this as awkward as possible.
Right.
We also have your psycho ex, Charles, on the line, Alana.
He set himself up for a beating, bro.
So the reason we're calling you, because I'm not quite sure what our mission is anymore. I'm a little lost, but he just admitted, well, first of all, he contacted us to contact Mika because obviously and rightfully so, during the date, she went to the bathroom. Mika, confirm this if you could, texted her girlfriend to be like,
get me out of here.
Please save my ass right now. This guy sucks donkey balls. Then came back to the dinner table for which her girlfriend faked that she needed a ride to the airport. So Mika said, I have to leave you, Charles, because you're nuts.
You're nuts.
Crazy. And I gotta go pick up my girlfriend and take her to the airport. More bullshit. And I'll never get back to you ever again. Truth.
Ever.
Yeah.
Then we're here under the impression that we're trying to convince Mika to give Charles another shot, hence second date update.
Right.
In the midst of trying to figure out what happened, he then says, well, I only bring girls in there to make my ex, Alana, realize that I'm doing okay. And hopefully in said realization, she will come to an epiphany that she really misses me and wants me back.
She's missing out.
So this is why now you're on the line.
Yep.
And this is why we're all confused. So Charles, who are you like, oof?
I know, get ready for the beating, bruh.
Narrow it down for us. Who are we going to fail at convincing to give you another shot? Is it Mika or Alana? Or do you just want to cast a wide net and be like, I'll take what I can get at this point.
I think both at the same time.
I'm dead set and I've never not forgotten about you, Alana.
Okay,
I was wondering which one.
Any order.
She got a restraining order on you.
Oh, my God. Even after caused Peony. Since that last thing, you got a restraining order, or you've always had one?
Well, does us being on the phone with the two of them and being the catalyst and agent to get them on the phone, are we doing something?
No.
Oh, okay.
The last straw, this was my 13th reason I'm getting the f***ing restraining order, because you guys got my number from him. Mm-hmm. He's giving my number to people. Not that I don't care. That, like, I would love to talk to you guys about any subject, but this, he is psychotic, and no woman should ever go on a date with him.
Oh, man.
Amen.
It's stalker behavior, and Mika, girl, if you're still here, you are too good for that trash.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, okay. I know it.
Well, Mika, I'm going to put you on hold real quick. I just want to talk to Alana. I got an idea. Okay?
All right.
All right, Mika, I'm going to put you on hold real quick. Okay, Alana, Mika is on hold. Charles, I don't care what you hear. It doesn't matter to me anyways. Like, we're not going to be successful. But Alana, could I make a suggestion from an outsider looking in and someone that's not emotionally invested into this whole situation? But I do care about your well-being first and foremost. But this actually caters to said well-being. Can I make this suggestion?
Okay.
I think you should pimp Charles out, because the sooner he moves on to another girl, the sooner he is out of your life.
Oh, yes.
You're messed up.
That's why I put Mika on hold, so she wouldn't hear me say this.
No, don't do that.
So I bring Mika back on. You make him sound like a pimp.
There you go.
And then Mika goes on a date. Who knows? Maybe they discover love with one another, and then he's no longer at your restaurant.
I
waited
until girl number 5, and he won't stop coming back.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Okay. Yeah.
But hold on real quick. Let me reconnect Mika. Mika, I had a great idea, and Alana was really right in saying that it was a stupid idea.
Yeah. She cares really a lot about you.
Yeah.
Can I try and get Charles back right now?
Go ahead.
I don't know if this is going to be even worth an attempt.
This will be fun.
Women make you do stupid things.
Yes. Okay?
That's true.
Charles and Alana obviously had something special. It broke up. Charles was still in love with Alana. And when you're in love, you do crazy things. Beyonce said it best, crazy in love.
Okay.
I don't know what else to say here, because that's all I got for him. So he did something stupid, and did something more stupid, and then you stupid, bro. There's no help for you.
I'm still stuck on the fact of you having us call Mika. Poor thing was on this phone conversation. She's like, why am I here right now? I was the one that was used to make the ex jealous.
Yeah. At least I got free food.
Yeah.
Or appetizer.
She didn't even get a whole meal, bro. No, that's how badly she wanted. I was like, help me.
You got free water.